Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
Welcome to Barbecue Nation with JT and Leanne After Hours, the conversation that continued after the show was done.
Hey everybody, it's JT, and this is a special version of Barbecue Nation. It is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef. Beef you can be proud to serve your family and friends. That's Painted Hills Natural Beef. Hey everybody, welcome to After Hours on the Nation. I'm JT, along with Leanne Whippin and Chef Steph today. All right, this is where the rubber meets the road. What's the most important thing, Steph, that you think you've learned as far as barbecue or smoking or grilling in the last 5 years?
Gosh, what's the most important? Don't burn it.
Don't burn it. Yeah, there you go.
Make sure the house stays intact. No, I think we were talking about this earlier, weather, like, I've really been playing around with how different weather patterns change things up a little bit, whether it's if it's super sunny or even if it's just windy. I mean, I know I'm in California. We don't get like the ice and the snow, but we do definitely get some winds. We get some cooler evenings. We get some hotter days. So I think weather and also just expanding my barbecue knowledge. So I've been messing around with smoking prime rib, which is something I never would have attempted a couple of years ago. So probably just branching out.
That's a good thing you're doing with the prime rib. I do it every Christmas here and works out pretty well. What does your husband think of all this?
I don't know. You know, he's probably one of my biggest fans. I mean, he thinks if anyone can do it, that I can do it. And, you know, you just got to appreciate having someone in your corner. And, yeah. And he eats well, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, he eats pretty good.
I think one of the funniest things that I ever happened, I was not completely, but kind of helping cater an event for a radio station that I was involved with, and it was at the general manager's house, and he had done a great spread, and I was basically there to cook the steaks and everything else, but I brought a couple of sides in like this. And so my wife went with me, and she was sitting there at the table kind of talking to another lady, and a couple of the people, the staff, walked up and said, "Do you eat like this all the time?" And she got, well, they said, "You're Jeff's wife." And she said, "Yeah." She goes, "Do you eat like this all the time?" She said, "Depending on his mood, but generally, yes." You know, mm-hmm. like that. And I actually took that as a compliment.
Yeah. I mean, I remember to kind of elaborate on your question, like a couple of years ago, I decided I wanted to start making ricotta. And I was like, "I think I'm going to start making ricotta." He's like, "No." Because he's thinking it would be cheese hanging everywhere, you know. I didn't know it would be like four man ricotta, three ingredients over the stove. But yeah, now he loves ricotta. So
well, there you go. So I want to know something too. You said this before the top of the show, or before the regular show. Tell us about your stand up career in comedy. Find it first here.
It was a long time ago, and I. Full transparency. I was married to a man that said, "You know, you're cute and all, but you could never do that." And I was like, "Oh, okay, it's on." So
don't forget, you can swear on this episode now.
Okay. And so, you know, I did a couple open mic nights just to say, you know, I did it. And then it turned out to be like a 6-year thing. I opened for Bruce Baum and, you know, a couple Tommy Davidson and a couple other people. And yeah, it just turned out to be a lot of fun. I like to make people laugh.
Did it why did you stop?
You know, I moved to California and it became, I had a comedian one night steal my act, like right before I went on. And so at that point, I was kind of like, okay, nobody's really doing it for the love, at least that I could see. It was all very cutthroat. And being a Midwest girl, I'm not really, you know, I wasn't really what I was looking for.
Right.
So it stopped.
Okay. Well, just you heard it here first on Barbecue Nation After Hours that Steph was a stand-up comedian.
Yes, so if I make you laugh while I cook, now you know.
There you go. I think we need a lot more humor in our lives right now. Leanne, what, have you ever tried stand-up?
No, I think it seems like it's really difficult.
I mean, it's therapy.
Yeah, but I mean, I've seen the way they study and how they have to roll one joke into the other. And it seems like, you know, they have to tie it all together at the end. It seems very difficult to me because it's work and you have to make it funny and seem off the cuff. And no, I've never done it, but I would never. It seems difficult. And I can't remember a joke to save my life. So I'd be really bad at it.
Oh, I think you'd be good at it.
If you can pull together a barbecue the way you do, you can sell jokes.
Yeah, you can do it. You can do it. And it's all, you know, current stuff or personal stuff. Those are usually the topics. And
yeah,
you could do that. You okay. can do that. See, right. If I can make it in the radio world, you can do stand up, Leanne.
Okay. All right. I'll put that in writing. We'll see how that goes. Do you notice how dark the screen is?
Yes.
It is dark.
The sun is setting here. And it keeps like doing weird stuff. I was like, wow.
Oh, it is about that time, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if I sent you an Oregon State flag, will you hang it on your trailer instead of that Buccaneers?
Well, flag? I'm trying to sell my trailer. That's why I have the picture up there. I thought you might say something about it. Yeah. So after all the years of barbecuing on it, yeah, I'm downsizing. So it is for sale with a Genmaster on it, full on, three compartment sink, refrigeration. It's a nice trailer. It's got AC, brand new roof on it, 10-year transferable warranty, $15,000. Can't beat it. Great starter for, you know, without spending a lot of money on an RV.
See, so. Steph, there you go.
Yeah.
It's all set up for you.
Yep.
Yeah. That might be a little much for my driveway.
Well, you need a big truck to tow it. Oh, and the truck's for sale too.
Oh.
This is Leanne's after hours sales dialogue here.
Does it come stocked with pig powder?
No, it does not. But I'll give you a discount.
I was so close.
Yeah. That's all good. Have you ever thought about competing, Steph?
Yes, I have, and I would, and I've done some like competitions for, you know, contests and things that I've won. So I've won Melissa's Produce. I won Pit Boss 1 year. But that was like online stuff and that type of thing. If I had an opportunity, I don't know how well I would do because obviously I would be competing against some really heavy hitters, but I would do it for the experience. And I mean, you never know. Stranger things have happened.
Yeah. What's your absolute favorite thing you've ever created? Doesn't have to be barbecue, can be anything you want as far as food.
Gosh. I would say I really like my Asian flank tacos just because they're weird and they're easy. And I also came up with a, you know, because nobody likes making a roux and everybody complains, like, and half the people are intimidated by it. So I came up with a stabilizer, a flourless stabilizer that uses mustard as an emulsifier to help keep sauces together. And I'm kind of proud of that one.
Good. I think it was a year or so ago, you'd been on the show that fall, and then I reached out to you, and you had a recipe, and honestly, forgive me, because I don't remember which one I did, but I called you and asked you if I could use one of your recipes on TV, and you said yes, and they really loved it.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah. And I gave you credit. I give Leanne credit. And when I steal stuff from her. But yeah, it was an Asian chicken type thing, I remember.
Okay. So, it might have been my sticky wings, my Asian.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it was. It was.
Oh, good. Thank you. I'm so glad.
Yeah, it was all good. And I gave you credit for it. So it's all like that. I think we got to get out of here. And I'm sorry to cut everybody short today, but I've got to go someplace. Not that anybody cares. Marvin, don't get up. And but Steph, we want to thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me. I hope to see you guys again soon.
You will. Yeah. You will. And Leanne, you've got a busy time coming up, I know. And
And then it's going to be barbecue season.
Mm-hmm. Imagine that.
Already.
I know.
It's crazy.
And don't forget, this show will probably drop on Friday. If you're not doing anything and you just happen to be in Mississippi, run down to Ocean Springs to the Shed. The NBBQA has their convention. It'll be the last day on Saturday, but there's also an SCA cook-off there. And I did a real short. It didn't go out over the radio network, but I did a short piece with Brett Galloway, one of the founders. Him and Ken Phillips are the founders of SCA, and it's very interesting. So a lot of fun stuff going on down there. But We're gonna get out of here. Everybody have a great week. Go out and have some fun, cook something good, and remember, turn it, don't burn it. Take care, everybody.